This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan's history is built on the stories of immigrants. But there is no one immigrant story. Maybe no modern city embodies that truth quite like Hamtramck. A haven for Polish Americans for more than 100 years, Hamtramck in recent time has become home to people with roots in India, Bangladesh, Yemen, and elsewhere. Two Southeast Michigan filmmakers, Razi Joffrey and Justin Feltman, are premiering a new documentary called Hamtramck USA next Tuesday as part of the program America Reframed. Razi, Justin, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having us.
Can you tell us a bit about why you decided to focus on Hamtramck?
We were focusing more on the immigration of Hamtramck, and Razi and I met during the 2016 election working on a project around that, and we really kind of looked at Hamtramck and saw a counter-narrative that we thought would be very important to tell in the early days of the Trump administration. And so that was kind of our reason why we got involved in Hamtramck and wanted to tell this story. But it's certainly something that once we got there really kind of intrigued us and drew us, especially, you know, again, to Fadl. And, you know, he has his young advisor in the film, Abraham Ayash, who is now a state rep. Their relationship, as they are these young guys who are kind of thinking, what was worthwhile that the previous generations of political thought in this city took up and carried for us? And what are the things that we really should shift about that?
There are many Michigan communities that have immigrant stories, but you know, Hamtramck does seem different in some ways. What did you two find unique and surprising about modern day Hamtramck?
Well, I think, you know, one of the unique things about Hamtramck is that, you know, it embodies a lot of the current, you know, storylines that we're seeing in the United States across shifting demographics, Islamophobia, some of the anti-immigrant sentiment that pervades large swaths of the United States. And so because it embodies a lot of these questions, we're able to tell kind of a story about America through Hamtramck. And in many ways, it is a very unique city, both in its sort of layout and urban planning and design, but of course in its demographics as well, being the first Muslim majority city. However, there are many cities, as you mentioned, across Metro Detroit, many cities and regions. You know, I grew up in Detroit, but then also partly in the Downriver area, which is extremely diverse now and has huge influx of immigrants and refugees that have come from all over that have resettled in that area. Of course, you have the northern suburbs of Detroit, Macomb County, Sterling Heights, Warren, Troy, and the western suburbs like Canton, Northville, and Troy, where a huge part of my family lives as well. And so we've seen these massive changes. Another thing we notice in a place like Hamtramck is that there's migration from abroad, refugees being resettled, immigrants coming in, you know, from places like Bangladesh and Yemen. You know, there was the large Bosnian resettlement in the mid-90s during the Balkan Wars. But you also have migration from within the United States, you know, from places like neighborhoods in Queens, Jackson Heights, Astoria. You have several relationships that form between people in Hamtramck and Queens, and you have a lot of people that moved here from there to start businesses or buy properties and things like that. So in some ways, it's a very unique story, but in many ways, this is the story of a lot of cities across the United States as well.
What did you observe happening with people socially in a place where you have a Polish market that sells Bengali food? I mean, do you think that there is a comfort level with difference that we might not find even in other communities that are pretty mixed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Razi kind of hinted at it earlier. Another thing that's unique about Hamtramck is the urban planning. You know, there's not the typical Southeast Michigan single family home, you know, driveway for every home. You're right next door to each other. I mean, Razi, if your neighbors are having a conversation outside, you can hear it through your walls. And, you know, I think that kind of makes getting along have to be, you know, you have no choice but to try to figure a way to go forward. You know, the Polish grandmother, as Razi often says, has no choice but to go to the Bengali market or the Yemeni market. and shop for halal meats. And, you know, on a, something like Punchki Day, everybody's in line to get donuts. Everyone wants a Punchki.
Yeah, not just the Polish,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's gotten, you know, that even a Yemeni bakery will start selling it, selling Punchkis. So it is one of those things that, you know, almost as a default, you kind of have to figure a way to work together, to live together, and kind of, you know, at least somewhat get along.
There's a real pragmatism that's fueled by an economic driver, you know, so...
It leads to a celebration, but
yeah,
it starts with pragmatism.
Exactly.
I think anybody who's lived in a truly mixed neighborhood can tell you that those, it's not, it's less a static thing and more things that move and often change with time and as neighborhoods change too. There are some communities of immigrants in Southeast Michigan that have been established long enough that we see generational divides on political and social thought. Did you experience much of that during your filmmaking process in Hamtramck?
Definitely. You know, I mean, I think, you know, there's a perception of Hamtramck that, you know, it's this multicultural utopia, and there's an element of truth to that because people have to work together to make the city successful and make it functioning. But over the course of its history, you know, there have been different types of tensions between different ethnic groups and also the generations. So one of the unique things about the film is that, you know, we're able to highlight how some of these different generations and ethnic groups actually come together. So you have, you know, Karen, who's over 60 years old at the time, you know, and, you know, all the way ranging to Fadl, you know, who was 23 at the time, you know, Fadl also being an Iraqi immigrant, Karen being, you know, of Polish American heritage. So you see kind of the different, you know, ethnic groups and generations coming together to try to make it work.
We should say Karen is Karen Majewski, who's the mayor of Hamtramck right now.
Majewski.
Sorry, Majewski. Thank you.
Yeah.
My Polish is not what it should be. There's the film spends a lot of time on the political makeup of the city and sort of unpacking what's been happening. Can you tell us a little bit about the power dynamics and the leadership in Hamtramck right now and what's changing?
Sure. I mean, you know, for us, the politics simply sort of framed the storyline. For us, you know, it provided an anchoring, a scaffolding for us to be able to tell the story about Hamtramck. Now, a lot of the visibility for the immigrant community and the Muslim community does take place through the political arena. And it's one of the ways in which these communities find representation, assert their civic duty and their sense of citizenship through the political process. You know, one of the complications in Hamtramck is, like several cities across the state of Michigan, has been under state receivership. So that also throws, you know, to respond to your question, that also throws a little bit of a complication into the power dynamics of the city. And so the mayor is largely a symbolic position. They oversee city council meetings, and they represent the city at conferences and large, like, public events and things like that. Most of the decisions are made by city council. However, during the time of filming, making the documentary, there was a state-appointed regional board that was approving major decisions. So this might be on major water decisions or tax decisions, things like that. So, you know, it does add a complication to how the city manages and runs itself. But I think the symbolism of the different positions for city council, mayor, city clerk, and other elected officials in Hamtramck cannot be understated. For a lot of the, particularly the immigrants, this is a huge achievement in their civic life as American citizens. It's a major, major milestone. So whether those positions carry actual, you know, power or not, to be able to make decisions or not, they certainly have symbolic importance. And they are very, very encouraging for people to not only get involved, but to continue to get involved in these politics. It's a really big deal for them to hold these positions.
If folks are just joining us, my guests today are Razi Jaffrey and Justin Feltman. They're the filmmakers behind Hamtramck USA. It premieres on PBS on May 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern as part of America Reframed. Guys, as we mentioned, the mayor of Hamtramck is Karen Majewski. And she, you know, for all that the role of the mayor is a little different in Hamtramck, she does talk about the fact that she's probably going to be the last Polish-American mayor in a long string of Polish-American mayors in Hamtramck. How does that sit with her? What was her thinking on that?
So I think Karen doesn't lose sleep over it. You know, I think she's very comfortable with the idea that she is going to be the last, or potentially the last, mayor of Polish heritage to be the mayor of Hamtramck. You know, in her education and training, she has a doctorate in cultural anthropology, and so she studies these communities. I think she is somebody that intimately understands these demographic shifts, and as somebody that's lived in Hamtramck and has been involved in Hamtramck politics, and also is a very savvy politician. One of the things that we see with Karen is how successful she is in reaching out to the different communities that call Hamtramck their home. You know, she recognizes it, and it's not really a sort of a statement of defeat. It's just a statement of recognition.
One of the chestnuts of American politics, and I think maybe especially within the Democratic Party, is that there's a certain point at which, you know, identity politics doesn't really matter, that what people want in this country are things like economic opportunity. They want good streets, good schools for their kids, and, you know, probably also health care and just an opportunity for a better life. But there's so many interesting things happening in Hamtramck that kind of push back against that. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about the candidate that you followed, Fadl Al-Marsoumi. Will you say who he is and why he decided to run for office?
Yeah, Fadl is a, in the film, he is a recent college grad. He's an immigrant from Iraq. He just was not really involved in politics in college, but I think once he got home, he really kind of felt a desire and need to get involved in the local community, in the community that raised him, really. And so, you know, early on, he kind of talks about how he doesn't really know the rules to running a campaign, but is really sincere, and I think that's what wins over so many people. He's a Iraqi immigrant, which, you know, the major communities in Hamtramck are more Yemeni and Bangladeshi. So he doesn't really feel like he has a strong community early on, but he really wins people over as a Hamtramckian. You know, he really always kind of leads strongly and passionately with his vision for a better city. And those are those things you're talking about. He talks a lot about education. He talks a lot about road repair, you know, all these not so glamorous things like infrastructure that really speak a lot to local communities.
Yeah. Were there political tension points that you observed as the community changes?
There are definitely tensions, you know, as the community changes. There are things that have been taking place over the course of the last 20 years in Hamtramck. A lot of it does have to do with the demographic shifting and the different and unique needs of each community. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was an issue with having the noise ordinance changed to allow the call to prayer to take place in Hamtramck, which was ultimately approved by the city council. Getting it approved wasn't an easy task, however. It was, in some ways, an unpopular opinion. But then there were a lot of people that supported it and celebrated something like that as just part of the cultural and religious diversity of Hamtramck's fabric, unique cultural fabric. And so those kind of things will continue to come up. And today, one of the things that we find is that during Labor Day, you have like a Polish float and, you know, a Ukrainian float, and you also have a Yemeni float, and you have a representation from the Bangladeshi community as well and other communities. And so slowly, I think, you know, those different communities have gotten integrated very intimately into the broader story that exists. And so I think these are some of the tensions along the way with Hamtramck's history and its democratic process that eventually just change over time. And it's one of the things that I think is very valuable for a story like this to be understood broadly by Americans, because there's a lot to be learned both from Hamtramck's achievements, but also it sort of stumbles along the way with this idea of multiculturalism and diversity.
Were there ways in which some of the newer immigrant communities in Hamtramck, the ways in which their understanding of politics from the countries where they were born or where their parents came from, ways that that's coming to inform the political process in Hamtramck?
Absolutely. That's a really great question. I mean, I think that a lot of people that have come to Hamtramck have, you know, come there from countries that have experienced a great deal of political and economic and social turmoil. Yemen, Iraq, and Syria in the contemporary period, you know, specifically, you know, and so I think, you know, everybody that is getting involved in the political process is doing so because they're intrinsically motivated. This is something that they don't take for granted, because it's not something that they had back home. And while democracy may be a dysfunctional form of government in some ways, it has worked for us in a lot of ways as well. And so a lot of people that come to the United States as new immigrants, particularly from places that experience a lot of political, social, and economic turmoil, are almost coming to it as converts to a new religion. You know, right. They don't take it for granted, you know, and they really appreciate it, and they appreciate the stability and the structure that it brings to a society.
Yeah. Can I ask what you saw of COVID during your production process for the film?
Yeah, in my observations, Hamtramck was hit very hard by COVID, as other high poverty, dense, you know, urban populations across the United States were. You know, both kind of statistically and anecdotally, I can share, you know, different, you know, kind of aspects of that. You know, we lost our state rep, Isaac Robinson, that represented this district, which was, you know, unfortunately, the reason why Abraham was able to, you know, win the seat for state rep. Abraham was mentored by Isaac, so he's able to call it from there. But yeah, we lost a lot of people, and the community was hit hard. You know, it wasn't something that we were able to incorporate into the film because production was completed before it.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for telling us a little bit about the film. Again, we've been talking with Razi Jaffrey and Justin Feltman. They're the filmmakers who made Hamtramck, USA. It is premiering as part of the PBS series America Reframed Tuesday, May 25th at 8 o'clock Eastern on local PBS stations. Guys, it's great to talk to you.
April, thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.